Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So today's focus is why transformation is the new competitive advantage. What if your greatest edge wasn't a tool or a tactic, but your ability to grow and to learn? And I truly believe that's accurate. I believe that our greatest asset is our growth mindset, to grow, to learn, to develop new skills. In a world that's moving faster than ever, where markets shift overnight, customer expectations evolve almost daily, it seems like, technology leaps forward, there's one edge that stands above the rest, and that is your capacity for personal transformation. It's not about adding more tools to your tool belt. It's not about mastering the next tactic in the queue. It's about becoming the kind of person who adapts, evolves, and thrives, no matter what comes your way. And I did an episode a while ago, specifically about prepare for what comes next. And this is the companion episode to that. Let me share a story. About a year ago, I had a leader in an organization approach me and ask, would your assessments and your coaching help me? So here's my response to this person. Something is leading you to ask that question, so what would you like to transform? I use the word transform intentionally. Change can be temporary, but transformation is long-term. He thought about it for a minute, and then he responded, I feel like I'm reliving the same day over and over. The only thing that changes is what issues I have to deal with that day. I am so reactive that I can never seem to get ahead. And unfortunately, this is probably the majority of the people I talk to, and could very well be the majority of people out there, that feel like they're just in that reactive mode and cannot get out of it. And the reactive mode develops some counterproductive habits that are not conducive to growth and greater success and satisfaction. When I talk to this individual, I really believe that the best path forward is to first find out where are they. And that's where the assessments come in. They're validated, they're well selected. I've taken a lot of years to pick the right assessments that give me the best insight possible. I cannot think of a single time when I have debriefed someone on their assessments and given them feedback when somebody has said to me that it was not helpful. Most of the time, the response is, wow, this is spot on. I didn't really see that in myself, but thank you for showing that to me. There's so much noise in the world today about finding out where you are and how to get ahead and how to be successful and all of that. And bottom line, if you don't have good data, good information to really understand where you are right now, that will give you the clarity and the insight to decide where you want to go, then you're just hoping you find something that might work. And that is a trial and error process that is costly because of that. I would much rather provide someone a directed pathway. And that pathway is directed by them in what they see in those assessments and what they want to work on, because I cannot do the work for them. They have to do that work themselves. And that is why, whether you come to me for assessments or you go to somebody who's certified in multiple different types of assessments, not just one or two, but many different types of assessments that can really give you a holistic look at where you are right now that will create the right path forward for you and your transformation. So again, this is where I find a lot of people in their lives. They're working more hours, they're grinding harder, they're trying to add tactical skills or techniques, but that's not the answer. The answer is a transformation that starts from within. The reward for doing this, the ability to think, feel, decide, and act more intentionally, consistently. It's leading to greater success and satisfaction in life and in work. What is the bonus to all of this? Greater capacity to learn more, to execute better, to lead with greater impact, to build strong and unified teams, and to make a difference every day. Sometimes just celebrating the small wins is what's important. We've long been taught that competitive advantage lies in technical skills and processes and efficiencies, but those are being disrupted by AI and automation and rapidly shifting market dynamics. So what remains irreplaceable? A person who can transform from the inside out, who brings emotional agility, mental clarity, and relational intelligence can succeed. And that becomes the competitive advantage that we're looking for. The future belongs to those who are adaptive, not just those who are skilled. So let's dive into the evidence for this. According to Gallup's 2024 State of the Global Workplace report, agile individuals are not only more productive, they're also more engaged, they're better equipped to navigate stress, and they're more likely to stay. Pair that with the 6 Seconds research in their State of the Heart 2024 report, which shows that emotionally intelligent people outperform in communication, in problem solving, and in decision making. And the pattern becomes undeniable. In environments where people demonstrate high emotional intelligence, especially in adaptability and resilience, performance, innovation, engagement increase significantly. Relationships deepen, teams thrive, well-being improves. In short, transform people, transform outcomes. I think that is such a simple but profound statement. Now, let's dive into these 5 emotional intelligence competencies that will help to create that competitive edge. The most agile and future-ready individuals consistently demonstrate 5 emotional intelligence competencies. These aren't simply personal development tools. They are strategic advantages that drive long-term success in life and work. Here's a deeper dive into each one of these. My goal is to give you value, things that you can use immediately to help you, and maybe to help you see areas where you need to transform. There's a hidden factor that I'll share with you later that helps to sustain these competencies long term. So the first one is self-awareness, understanding your emotional landscape in real time. You can't change what you can't see. Self-awareness is the internal compass that helps you navigate change, conflict, and opportunity. It enables you to recognize your emotional triggers, uncover your limiting beliefs, and increase your ability to respond rather than react. If you're constantly in reactive mode, it's natural to react versus respond. Respond is more thoughtful, It's more intentional. React is more immediate and sometimes more regretful. What's an example of this? Someone who is aware of rising frustration in a team can pause, name the emotions present, and redirect the conversation with clarity instead of with tension. Self-awareness is the first step in transformation. It creates the space to make different choices. Number two is self-regulation, the ability to manage your emotional reactions in alignment with your values and your goals. This is the skill that helps you stay grounded under pressure, resist impulsive decisions, and maintain focus when the unexpected hits. It's what turns awareness into action. What's an example of this? When facing a difficult conversation, a self-regulated person can stay calm. They can choose their tone intentionally, and they can steer toward resolution, not escalation. Self-regulation is also where habits begin to shift. Once you can interrupt automatic responses, you can begin forming more productive patterns of behavior. Number three is motivation, the third competency in emotional intelligence, the internal drive to pursue goals with energy, purpose, and resilience. Motivation in the context of emotional intelligence isn't just about willpower, it's about meaning. It's fueled by values, vision, and belief in a greater purpose. It's what sustains you through obstacles, distractions, and setbacks. What's an example of this? A motivated individual keeps showing up, innovating, solving problems, and growing even when the results aren't immediate, because the mission matters more. Motivation helps convert new insights into ongoing effort. Without it, growth becomes a short-lived spark instead of a lasting flame. Number four is empathy, the capacity to understand and care about what others feel and what they need. Empathy is the relational glue of emotionally intelligent people. It opens the door to trust, collaboration, and influence. In a rapidly changing environment, empathy allows you to tune into what others are experiencing, which makes you a more effective communicator, teammate, leader, and change agent. What's an example of this? In the middle of organizational change, a person with empathy listens deeply to others' fears and perspectives and helps guide them forward with compassion. Empathy makes transformation relationally sustainable. It strengthens connection even as roles, expectations, and challenges evolve. Number five, and in some ways where all of this comes together, social skills. The ability to build rapport, manage conflict, and positively influence others. Social skills are where emotional intelligence becomes visible. This is where clear communication happens, active listening, collaboration, and the ability to navigate interpersonal dynamics with emotional precision. Why is emotional precision important? Because if you don't take the emotional drivers into account, you're literally leaving out about 70% of the impact on other people. So if you're a leader or a salesperson, it's a huge game changer to be able to be emotionally precise in the way you show up and in the way you navigate the way others show up in their emotional drivers, in what's going on with them, and in the emotional environment that is created. What's an example of this? A person with strong social skills can lead a team through high-stakes projects while maintaining morale, clarity, and shared commitment. Social skills are essential to scaling your transformation from the personal all the way to the organizational level. Next, we're going to talk about that hidden catalyst so that when we build these emotional intelligence competencies and skills, we can sustain them for the long term. The hidden catalyst is habit transformation. Emotional intelligence skills don't just come from reading books or listening to podcasts. Wouldn't that be easy, right? Just listen to this and it's all done for you. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. This is the start of the journey, but you have to put in the work. They come from changing habits. That's how you sustain these skills long term. Emotional intelligence itself as a set of skills can become habits, productive habits, but you have to put in the work to make sure that they're there for you. You got to build those neural pathways and strengthen them over time. That's actually habit formation. Every emotional reaction, every relational pattern, every stress response is tied to habit loops. Automatic responses shaped by past experience and reinforced over time. And we all have those habit loops. To truly embody these five competencies, you have to recognize unproductive habits, emotional triggers, avoidance, procrastination, miscommunication. You have to understand what drives them, the cues, the emotional states, the limiting beliefs. And you have to create new patterns that align with your desired outcomes. So that is the cue or the trigger that moves to the action you take and the reward that comes out of that. That's how we create and transform those habits. Habit transformation is the bridge between knowing what to do and actually doing it consistently. In our work with the Habit Story Assessment, we help people identify the emotional cues and predictive patterns that shape their habits. This insight empowers them to take practical, measurable steps toward emotional mastery and towards behavior change. Bottom line, your greatest edge in today's world is not perfection, it's transformation. When you build your emotional intelligence and reshape the habits that drive your daily behavior, you become the kind of person who doesn't just survive change, you lead it. Do you want to take the next step? There's a great way to do that. And that is explore our 12 weeks of transformation through our EQ Fit Masterminds. Now, whether you do that with us or whether you do that somewhere else, do it. Because I want you to start your journey toward transformation. Our EQ Fit Masterminds focus in on being high impact experiences that grow emotional intelligence. They do habit transformation. They future proof your success from the inside out. That's what it's all about. There's specific skill development. There's collaborative learning. And it's 12 weeks. What we've done is we've taken an entire year's worth of growth and transformation, and we've condensed it down into 12 weeks. And it's designed for busy schedules. So it's not going to disrupt people's schedules. It's actually going to open opportunities to create more margin in your life so that you can be more effective, more successful, and get more enjoyment out of the things that you do. Practical steps. Let's talk about that. What are some practical steps that we can look at as far as putting this into play for yourself? You don't need a crisis to begin your transformation. That's where I find most people that come to talk to me is in crisis mode. But you don't need a crisis to begin your transformation. You just need to take a step forward. Here are three small shifts that build big momentum. Number one, reflective journaling. And I know I have a lot of people groan and moan about journaling. And I did the same thing until I actually did it. And then I found out, you know what? Psychologically, mentally, emotionally, there is a lot of benefit to doing this. And you don't have to do it every day. You don't have to do it all the time. But it is an incredibly impactful way to capture things and to learn from them. Because here's what happens in our busy worlds, in our busy schedules. We go through a day, we're tired at the end of the day. We say, I'm done. I just want to relax. And then what happens today becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow, we forget about what happened yesterday. And we get into that reactive mode. That is a direct pathway to move into reactive mindset. And if we don't capture the learnings from each day, then we lose that opportunity, that transformational opportunity. So this reflective journaling, at the end of the day, ask yourself, what did I feel today and why? What's that showing me about myself? And what do I want to change? Second thing you can do, feedback loops. Regularly ask someone that you trust, what's something you've noticed about how I show up lately? What's one way I could grow? Find somebody you trust and try that. And here's the third one, emotional check-ins. Set a reminder midday to ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What's the story behind that emotion? Should I change? Am I okay here? Do I keep going this direction? These practices help you move from automatic reactions to intentional growth. If you want to not only just survive, but if you want to thrive in this ever-changing world, start building your inner agility right now. One way to do that is to check out our EQ Fit Masterminds. Would love to have a conversation with anybody that's listening to this. And you can reach me at info@eqfit.org or steve@gscfit.com. The goal here is transformation. We want to create an intelligent mindset that allows you to be adaptable, be more resilient, be more flexible, but with intention, and to reach the goals that you want to reach in life. And that comes from the inside out. It isn't something you can pull from the outside and just plug it in and it automatically does that for you. And that includes developing this growth mindset that we're talking about. The next level of your success won't come from grinding harder. It will come from becoming someone capable of navigating what's next with confidence and with clarity.